Welcome to the C3 Oxford Falls podcast. For more information about our church, please visit myc3church.net. Wherever you are listening from right now, get ready to receive as God has a word just for you.
Okay, please grab a seat. Well, who'd like to have an encounter like Isaiah did? My goodness. I don't know about you, but I'd love to see God and seraphims and angels and things with faces. And he saw God. He not only saw God and heaven open up, in that moment, he saw his own inadequacies, his own sin. In that moment, God took it all away. In that moment, he saw his people and their inadequacies. In that moment, God put a hot coal on his lips and said, I purify you and I anoint you as a prophet to go and speak to your people. In that moment, he heard the voice of God who called him and said, will you go? And he responded and said, I'll go. Let me just say, I'm good, thanks, Julie. That's fine, thank you. You know, an encounter with God can change your life forever. How many of you have encountered God? And you can look back and go, wow, that encounter has changed my life forever. You know, I can look at my own life and I am who I am today because of encounters with God. My relationship with God is who it is or what it is because of encounters that I've had with God. I'm doing what I'm doing today because of encounters with God. And it is my heart today that this message will stir you to push in and to encounter God. Because God is the God who wants to speak to you. God is the God who wants to show you things. God is a God who is not silent. He does not hide things. He has mysteries about you and about life and about Him that He wants to reveal to you. Let's have a look at a scripture, Habakkuk 2, verse 1. It says this, it's once again the words of a prophet. And he says this, I will take my stand at my watchpost and station myself on the tower and look out to see what he will say to me. In the city of Jerusalem, it was a fortified city. It was surrounded by a wall. And in that wall, it would have watchtowers or towers where guards would go up and they would look out for the enemy that was approaching. But here the prophet actually goes to the watchtower to look out and to see God. And one thing that I've learned in my own life is that you can position your heart and your body to actually push in and to inquire of God and to seek Him. And the beautiful thing about God is that His windows are open and He will speak into our life. But I firmly believe that it's up to us to go hungry, to go expectant, to want to hear God. You know, I love it when there's times when I'm not even pushing in, that God will just divinely come and talk. I don't know about you, but God can talk to me when I'm washing up. He can talk to me while I'm vacuuming. He can talk to me while I'm driving. How many of you have found God can talk wherever, whenever? But I also know that God loves it when we posture ourselves and position ourselves to go and take our stand and to look. Habakkuk here says, I will look out to see what he will say to me. And I know that God actually speaks in pictures, he speaks in images, but he also speaks with his voice. And so when we posture ourselves to wait upon God, to see God, then be expectant for pictures that he might show you or images, but also have your ear inclined to hear what God might say to you. You know, as I was preparing this, I was pondering some of the different encounters that I've had with God. And one of them, probably most dramatic ones, was 21 years ago. It was in 1998, and Pat and I had just been given the C3 College to lead, and Pat was to be the principal. And it was in April, and Pat and I were at a C3 pastors conference in Bondi for 3 days. And on the very first night, we were just in worship, and Pastor Phil kind of went like this and noticed us and pulled us out and prophesied over our life. And I love it that sometimes God speaks to us through other people. And in that moment, in that prophecy, God spoke and showed us how he saw the college. And in this prophecy, he said, the college is not just a place for people to go and learn. It's not just a place for knowledge to increase, but it's a place where the students are going to catch a spirit. They're going to catch a spirit that's going to cause them to run, and that I'm building a great army through the college, and in this army, they're going to go out all across the nations of the world. And so that was very encouraging to us as new fledglings leading the college. But also in that prophecy, Pastor Phil said something personally to me. Who loves the personal? And he said, Amanda, you might question, what have you got? And I'm not sure how many of you ever thought, well, what have I got? What have I got? What gifts have I got? What character have I got? What calling have I got? But Pastor Phil then said, Amanda, you might think, what have you got? But then he said, you've got guts. And this word guts just got, it was like a sword that went into my spirit. He said, you've got guts, Amanda, to do what God has called you to do. And he continued on. But in that moment, God did something in my life. I went, I'm gutsy. I've got courage. I can do this. And there's moments, you know, 21 years ago, where I might get nervous. Fear might rise up, but I go back to that prophecy and I go, I've got guts to do. I've got guts. That's how God sees me. I'm a gutsy girl. 2 days later. Thank you. Moving on. 2 days later, same conference. It was my daughter's birthday. And because she was here, she was only about 5, I came over to see her. And then I went back to the conference. And it was one of those interesting moments where most of the meeting had actually finished. And who's ever been to a party and you rock up a bit late and it's sort of a bit weird? It was like, this was a party. It was during the 90s. It was revival time. There were people all over the ground just soaking in the Holy Spirit. And I went, okay, what do I do here? And I made a choice. I made a choice to push in. And so I literally just got myself and I lay down on the ground. Just went, okay, I'll just go on the ground with everyone else. So I put myself on the ground and I said, Holy Spirit, you're here, I'm here, show me something. And I was reminded of the prophecy that Pastor Phil had prayed over us only 2 days earlier that said about the nations, that the college students would run to the nations. And I felt this word nations rise up in my spirit. And I made it a prayer. I said, Lord, show me something about the nations. It wasn't like a natural Amanda cry. It was like, show me something about the nations. And while I was on the ground, I would say for a couple of hours, I was caught up in this vision of the nations. And this vision continued even when I went home to bed. I kept seeing this picture and I was so burdened and I was like caught up. And what I saw was a stadium, like an Olympic stadium. And it was full of angels. There wasn't any people. It was full of the angels of heaven all in the stadium. And I saw the throne of God right in the middle of the stadium. And then I saw nation by nation coming into the stadium. You know how they do in the Olympics? And each nation was presented to God. And when the nation was presented to God, there was this awesome roar of angels that came. This roar that came from the angels. And this, humongous clap. And it, you know, that picture has changed my life. because I got a taste of how God has a heart for nations, and that how as a movement that we are a nation-changing movement because we are planting churches across the nations. Let's get hungry, church, to see God. So let me talk about windows for a moment. Windows can be open or they can be closed. They can be partly opened. Your curtains that cover the windows may be open or closed. And the concept of windows is all about letting the light in, letting the light of heaven, letting the light of God, letting the revelation of God coming into our life so that we can see more fully and more clearly. You know, the Bible describes our eyes and our sight as how we perceive things, but not only how we perceive things, but also it's all connected to the condition of our hearts. I believe we have windows in our eyes, but also windows in our heart, and they're very connected. You know, if we have a heart that is open and hungry for God, then our eyes will be open. And when our eyes are open, light comes in. And when light comes in, so does understanding, knowledge, revelation, clarity, perspective, vision. But if our heart is closed to God, our eyes can be closed. And there's many reasons why we can have a closed heart. It might be a hard heart or a cynical heart or a doubting heart or an aching heart. You know, as I was preparing this message, I felt like there was some people here who have not seen or heard God for a long time. And I felt it was because there was deep sadness or circumstances that had caused a heart to be closed to God, to be dull. That was the word I got, dull and dim to God. And at the end of the service, we can have a time of praying for anyone who wants to see God but hasn't for a while. I want to look at the words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 1, 17 to 18. It says this, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know." You know, I love how this scripture starts. It says, "I keep asking, I keep asking." You know, Paul's pretty passionate here. "I keep asking, I keep praying for the members in the congregation at the church at Ephesus. I keep praying for you." And my prayer today is that we can make this our prayer. I pray for myself that the eyes of our heart will be open to have revelation. And I love the process here. It starts with recognizing that our eyes of our heart, that our heart has eyes that need to be enlightened. I'm not sure how many of you ever thought of this concept that your heart has eyes. I also think our spirit has eyes, that we can see into the supernatural and into the spiritual realm, the eyes of our heart to be enlightened. And what happens when they're enlightened is that wisdom and revelation can come into our life. And this is divine revelation. It's not just things that we know. It's things that we didn't know, but we get a divine perspective on those things, God things. And then why do we want this spirit of wisdom and revelation? It's so that we can know him better. We can know him better. You know, our desire, our vision for each and every one of us here is that we will know Jesus. You know, I believe that wherever we're at in our relationship with God, we can grow in that. And part of growing is knowing. And this word know is not just about head knowledge. It's not just about knowing something about something or something about God. It's about intimacy. The Bible uses this word know as an intimate relationship. It actually refers to like the sexual relationship between a man and a wife. A man knew his wife. And that's how intimate, we want this intimate relationship with God. So how do we receive this revelation? How do we receive it? I'm going to talk about two main ways to receive revelation. The first one is the Word of God. The Word of God. And I love the Word of God. But we can just read it and know things, but other times we can read it and this amazing revelation, this amazing understanding and insight can come into our life. I'm not sure how many of you know our resident prophet, C3 prophet Vicky Simpson. Give me a wave if you know Vicky. Vicky every now and then puts up an Instagram, and she put one up about 10 days ago and it really resonated with my spirit. And it says this, read until he speaks. She said, and she gave me permission to share this, if you're needing to hear from God today, consider your Bible. The Word of God is alive. Your Bible can talk. Rather than viewing your Bible as a book to read, view it as a person to be heard from. Hug your Bible to your chest and don't be afraid. That book carries his voice. Jesus is the Word, and as you read, expect him to speak to you. Sometimes it doesn't just happen in sitting down, but I read and read again. I read until he speaks. And I'm praying right now for you for light bulb scriptures, aha moments, and a knowing in your knower that he is talking to you as you read. I loved that. Let me ask you, what do you need to hear from God today? What's happening in your world where you need to see God or hear from him today? You know, let's go back to this Ephesians scripture. And it says in verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance and his incomparably great power for us who believe. In this one scripture, Paul says there's three things that you could push in and get a revelation on. The hope that God can give you. Your inheritance in heaven and on earth. You can also get revelation on your power, on God's power. What is it that you need a revelation on today? You know, I've started the year with a fairly challenging year. I'm not sure how many of you are having a challenging year, but I've had a few challenges in my year. It's caused me to be stretched. We've got challenges on the home front. My mum's been in and out of hospital. And it's been a stretching time. And as I was reading just the Bible the other day, just in my own personal time of reading, there was a particular scripture that really spoke to me. And once again, it was Paul talking. And he was talking about his own challenges in ministry. And he was writing this out of prison, so I reckon that's a pretty high challenge. He's out of prison, and he talks about how some of his friends have deserted him. I'm not saying that any of my friends have deserted me, but it was a challenging relational time. And this scripture popped. It says this in 2 Timothy 4:17. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. And in that moment, the Holy Spirit said to me, Amanda, this is what you need to know today. This is your word for today. And that probably happened about 10 days ago. And over the last 10 days or so, I've been meditating on this promise for me. But the Lord is at my side and he's giving me strength. The Lord is at my side and he's giving me strength. I've been imagining God at my side. I've been imagining as I drive, God is at my side. As I go to work, as I see someone in my office, God is at my side. As I was preparing this message, God is at my side. and he's giving me strength. What does that strength look like? He's putting his hand. I picture him when I go to sleep at night. He's got his hand on my head. He's stroking my head. This morning as I was getting ready to preach, I said, okay, Lord, you're at my side. What are you doing right now? He said, I'm putting my hand on you, saying, God is at my side. And so we need to meditate on the word. When something we need from God, what do you need from God to push in and to grab hold of and to meditate on it? Meditate means to chew over, like a cow chews on its cud, you know, that's the same as meditating. You don't just read the word, but you meditate, you chew on it, you imagine it, you picture it, you get it into your spirit, and it will build your life. The second way that we can get revelation from God is through the Holy Spirit. You know, the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit knows all things about God and knows all things about you. The Holy Spirit is the messenger to bring light and revelation into our life. Acts says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit, and they will prophesy. Who's a man or a woman here today? Every person has the ability to prophesy. Prophecy is getting a divine revelation from God for your life. Hearing something beautiful, direct from God for you. You know, quite a while ago, actually, can I grab the band to come up? A number of years ago, I heard Pastor Mark Kelsey preach. And he shared how one day he was driving home and he was in his driveway in the car and he had an encounter with the Heavenly Father about him and his relationship as a son. And I heard about this encounter and I got jealous. I went, well, if Mark can have an encounter with God, I can have one too. And so one day I positioned myself in my watchtower. And my watchtower for that moment was my beanbag in my lounge room. And I sat in my beanbag and I got hungry. I got expectant. I said, God, if you can show Mark Kelsey something about your relationship as a father with him, I want that too. I want to know something about me as your daughter, about you as my Heavenly Father, as my dad. And so as I prayed that prayer, as I got expectant, the Holy Spirit almost immediately opened my eyes into the spiritual realm, into the eyes of my heart were open simply because I got hungry. And in that moment, I got a picture of a hospital room. I saw two things. I saw my mum out cold because I was delivered by Caesar. So she was not awake. And then I saw a man in the room who was holding me as a little baby. And the Holy Spirit said, that is me as your father. I came and welcomed you on the day you were born. And I only saw the back of my Father in heaven, but I saw that he named me. He said, I name you Amanda. And then the next picture I saw was a calendar in heaven. And it was like one of those calendars that you put on your wall and you put, you know, your appointments in. And I saw red dots. And it was a calendar of my life, my whole life. And God kind of flipped it so I could see through it. And I saw there was a red dot on the 2nd of September 1964, which was the day I was born. And the Lord impressed upon me, I had a date. I had a date to meet you down there in the hospital room. And then I saw right to the end of my calendar on the day that I was to die. And once again, God reminded me of a scripture. There's a day to be born and there's a day to die. And I saw an image of the same Heavenly Father now picking me up, not as a baby anymore, but as an old woman, and carrying me home to heaven. And I was reminded of a scripture in Ephesians that talks about that God has prepared in advance good works for you and I to do. And he said those red dots that are scattered all through your life calendar are the good works that I have prepared for you to do. And every now and then, when I have a divine moment, a connection with someone, or something happens, like a new appointment, God says, this is a red dot day, Amanda. I prepared this in advance for you to do. And I just want to say, church, that God is hungry to show us things. He is hungry to reveal things if we just ask. What do you want to see about God? What do you want to see or know about yourself? What do you want to see about the circumstances that you're in?
Hey everyone, what a joy it is to bring the Word of God to so many people all around the world every week. And I just love technology for that reason, that we're able to broadcast through television, through podcasts, through social media, and to bring Jesus into people's worlds in all kinds of ways. Obviously, there are costs to that. There are expenses in reaching out and accomplishing this preaching of the gospel. And in the book of Romans, Paul says, how shall I go unless somebody send them? And he's talking about the beautifulness of the preaching of the gospel, how it brings peace and joy into people's worlds. And so the people who are sending us into other people's worlds is you and the people of our congregations. And I'd love you to join with them and with us as partners, sending the gospel throughout all the world through all these means that God has put in our hands. And as we partner together, I know that there will be thousands of people in heaven for eternity because of our efforts together. God has called us to do this, and we depend on people to send us and support us in taking the gospel to the world. I want to say thank you for standing with us and believing God. I'm praying and asking God to touch you and to bless your seed that you sow so that you'll experience an incredible harvest in your lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this week's message from our church. Hope you'll stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram by using @C3 Oxford Falls.